This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, raw and unfiltered, here in Vegas on Superstation KBET, otherwise known as 790 AM, all over the country, syndicated nationally, coast to coast, sea to shining sea, on USA Radio Network, and of course on Newsmax TV, the number one show in Newsmax, the primetime position, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. Starting in about 2 hours from now. And, of course, that show is now available for the first time in Las Vegas. If you're listening on KBET, you can watch me every night on Cox Cable Channel 96, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. We're on Unfiltered on Newsmax TV. We're in the world-famous War Room, deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. And now it's time to go to war. Lots of national news. TV ratings have imploded for the impeachment hearings. Nobody's watching. Polls have imploded. More people are now against impeachment than for it. But we've got some local news to get to, because what happens in Vegas does not stay in Vegas. I always think what happens in Vegas is the most important local news story in America, because we are the crossroads of America. We're the tourist capital of America. We're the convention capital of America. We are the low tax capital of America. We are the fastest growing city in America. We're the fastest growing state in America. And what happens here, tourists figure out and pick up on. And it winds up being something that is a trend all over the country. So without further ado, let's bring on the mayor of Las Vegas, the esteemed Carolyn Goodman. Mayor Goodman, how are you?
I couldn't be better. I mean, we'll hire you tomorrow. I never heard such an explosive, exciting introduction.
Yeah,
how
well,
did you sell our city?
It's an honor to have you on the show. I'm
Thank
a big
you.
Fan of yours. You're probably the only, you and your husband are the only two Democrats in the world I actually like. So
No, wait.
Yes?
I am a registered nonpartisan, have been for at least 12, 15 years. He's a registered Democrat, but I am not what's called an independent, which is a party. I am a nonpartisan because I absolutely have many parts of me that are very much Democratic in its feeling and characteristics, but I'm also very definitely part Republican and very much in favor of many of those characteristics and opinions.
Well, then I love the Republican half of you even more. Just wanted you to know. All right, let's talk about the homeless ban. I'm sure you saw my column in the Las Vegas newspaper.
Thank you.
Is syndicated all over the country, and I gave a big thank out, a shout out and thank you to you and also several members of the city council who are all friends of mine, by the way. Stavros, good friend of mine. Michelle Fiore, good friend of mine. Victoria Seaman, good friend of mine. So all of you did a great job, Carolyn Goodman, and I want to
you
thank
missed,
you for it.
And you, I want to tell you on
I
your
left
vote,
out a Democrat.
You left out Councilman Cedric Crear, born and raised here.
And you know why I did that? You know why I left him out?
Because
he's
a Democrat.
No, it's not that. It's because he's a Democrat. I'm such a Republican, I thought I'd probably get him in trouble and get all of his own fans and supporters mad at him if I thanked him in my very conservative column. So I actually was looking out for him. I swear to you, that was my reasoning. I didn't want to hurt the guy. I was so happy he did what he did, and I didn't want to get him in trouble. So that's really...
that was thoughtful. But he's a strong guy, and, you know, he really understands the issue, which, unfortunately, so many of the candidates running for the presidency who have voiced
attacked
their opinion
it.
And
yeah.
slammed this ordinance when all they had to do, one, was call and ask anybody in the city, our legal team or me and this mayor, what is this about? But no, they just slammed it. And the problem is national. It is national. This is an enormous, enormous problem that have had more booklets made up and more meetings and more discussions, and yet the problem continues to grow, and we're about action here in the city of Las Vegas. And so it is not a criminal or penalty-focused ordinance, which is what they absolutely slammed. It is about compassion and caring and getting people back into life where they can be productive citizens and have a decent life. And for those that can't take care of themselves because they're not in a position to make wise choices because of either chosen lifestyle or because they have severe issues that prevent them from that, they need to be safe, they need to have sanitary living conditions, and they need health care, and we're about that too. But shame on those people running for this presidency to be so faulted as to not find out and just going out, typical of the world today, and slamming.
Well, listen, the only thing I could say, Mayor Carolyn Goodman, is welcome to my world, because I speak 3 hours a day on national radio, I speak an hour a day on national TV, and not a week goes by where someone doesn't take one sentence I say out of context, or change the meaning of it completely, or even make up something I didn't even say. And once they do that, the entire rest of the liberal media runs with it and says, Wayne Root says he hates this person, Wayne Root says he hates that group. Never said it, or they took it out of context, it wasn't what I meant. You know, if you took the whole sentence or the whole paragraph, you go, wow, Wayne didn't say that.
Guess what? You love the controversy.
I do. That's true.
You hang your hat.
That's true.
The more that you can say something that's outlandish and the more you get the response you get. I mean, you're a New Yorker by birth. I'm a New Yorker, and we are strong folk, although I'm more a Nevadan for sure because we've been out here since 64. But I know you, and no Bronxville.
Yes,
so
yes.
Just let me tell you.
Not Bronxville, Bronx. Forget Bronxville. Bronxville was too rich for me, but my father did have a butcher store in Bronxville. That's what you know about me. So, in any case, let's talk about this ban just a little bit. A ban. I'm sorry, I used the wrong word. Let's talk about this new homeless, I call it a law. What would you call it? There's a better word for it than a law.
No, it is an ordinance.
It is a law. An ordinance. That's the word. An ordinance.
It's a resolution. And most importantly, from my perspective, it's an effort to do something concrete and take ownership for helping drive this focus.
Right, because it doesn't help anybody to leave them homeless in the middle of the street, living on a sidewalk or living in front of someone's store, living in front of someone's home. It's horrible for the taxpayer. It's horrible for your kids walking through the street. It kills public safety.
Wait, the most important thing is for everyone, nobody is going to live anywhere, invest anywhere, or support any place that isn't safe. That's number one. Safety is always
correct.
The second thing is sanitation and health. You can, these two parts of the entire program are very significant to why having an action now, at least trying, getting a model, an active model started, which we have been visiting all around the country, looking at best practices in Phoenix and Seattle and San Antonio, everywhere where they're trying to get a handle on it, and then they have done something. Many of the efforts have gone into a worse condition. Some of the efforts have been successful, but a lot of them have had a lot of financial support behind them, which you touched on right there, because most of the population doesn't want to see more taxes in any form whatever.
Correct.
So you can't do anything, though, without the funding. And what's happened out here in Las Vegas is we have had wonderful private support. We have had a lot of looking at our own budget, where we can find the funds, one that really looks at safety and the other one at sanitation and health, because those are issues with which the homeless situation affects most deeply. And so all the other things, the social services out here are Salvation Army, Catholic Charities, SafeNest. I mean, for women and children, there's so many issues. But most significantly, the city of Las Vegas was among the first, if not the first, to gain functional zero for veteran homelessness correction.
And there's something I care about so much. Someone who fights for our country and is willing to sacrifice for our country and they wind up homeless, it's a disgrace that we allow that to happen, and we've got to help them. We've got to put money into it. We've got to save them. If you're worried about that, you and I are on the same team, Mayor Carolyn Goodman.
Well, that's number one, really moving forward. You have to look at the spectrum of who is the population, and we know that the population of homeless is as different as there are individuals caught in that line of people who are homeless. And we have been working very hard and been very successful, but it will continue on to find job training, counseling, housing, good health care, safety for our vets. And we've been doing a wonderful, wonderful job with that. That was something First Lady Obama had called on, and the entire Southern Nevada worked hard together, all the municipalities in the unincorporated areas, to do that for our veterans. But then we have, and I don't know if you recall, but back during the recession, Las Vegas was the number one in foreclosures in the country.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
And so we have all those people trying, and we are getting very successful in getting them back into a productive place in life and getting children and women, but children and families back into living and back into an ability to have the dignity they used to have. And then we have the human trafficking element, and we're working on that with success. The issues that we're finding, which is rampant throughout the country, is the part of the homeless population that can't make a choice. They are in a position because of physiological or mental or a variety of issues, and especially drug and alcohol, severe addiction.
Hey, Mayor, I got to cut in because we got to go. The music's on and radio just ends. There's a break and we got to go.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, but you were fantastic. You're a breath of fresh air. You know what you proved, Mayor Goodman, that even Mayor Carolyn Goodman and Wayne Root can always find common ground. We can't be so partisan. There is common ground. Thank you for coming on. We love you and appreciate
you. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history. industry ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care, there is a solution. That solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for the medical costs. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It starts at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, no matter how big your family, no matter how many kids you have. I have 4 kids. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. That's the way healthcare should be. And you could do it today, this hour, this minute. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You could join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I know I did. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. Regain control of your healthcare costs and tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right, I am back. Nice interview with Mayor Carolyn Goodman, who shows you again there could be some common ground. Her husband was a Democrat. She, I thought, was a Democrat. I was wrong. She's an independent, nonpartisan. And yours truly is a big Republican conservative, but there are things we've got in common. And I think we proved that. So that was a good thing. It's good that she put together that homeless ordinance. That's the word I was looking for, ordinance. I like to say law, but she said ordinance. And it's a first start in the right direction. We'll see where we go from there. Perhaps mine is, you know, my views are a little more conservative than hers as to where we go from there. But it was a good first start, and I think it was a positive for taxpayers and homeowners and business owners and parents with children walking through streets that are, you know, dirty and poop and poo and drug needles and unsafe. You could be killed by a nutty homeless person who's got mental illness, raped. A lot of problems come with homelessness, and it's chronic illness, chronic mental illness, chronic addiction that comes with homelessness. And so it was a good first step by the city of Las Vegas. Thank you, Mayor Carolyn Goodman, and a wonderful city council with my friends on it, Stavros Anthony and Michelle Fiore and Victoria Seaman. Back to national news, the impeachment hearings today. TV ratings show hardly anyone is watching. Day three of the impeachment hearings against President Trump. An average of around 12 million total viewers tuned in across the morning and afternoon sessions. Those are really big numbers if you're talking about an episode of Stranger Things or The Walking Dead. But as far as the impeachment of the President of the United States, there are about 335 million Americans, and there's 12 million of them watching. As a matter of fact, if you just do 18 and older who could vote, there are 253,768,000 Americans. Divide 12 million into that, and you get about 4.7% of Americans watching, and you could bet all 4% of 4.7 are liberals who already were going to vote against Trump, so nobody who was going to vote for Trump or is undecided is watching. Fewer than 1 in 20 adults in America watch day three. And by the way, NCIS on CBS drew nearly the same number of viewers on Tuesday night. The final episode of Game of Thrones last year drew 17.4 million. 100 million watched the final episode of MASH. Seinfeld drew 75 million. Super Bowl routinely tops 100 million. 12 million watching, 4.7% of the population of over 18 in America. And I guarantee you none of them matter because they're already voting Democrat. Polls also show more oppose impeachment than support it. A new National Emerson College poll released today, Thursday. I guarantee you this poll was also registered voters. Not likely. Yep, I'm right. Conducted November 17th to 20. You know, they should put a sign all over Las Vegas that says Wayne is right. Because I'm always right. Conducted November, except when I say I'm wrong. November 17th to the 20th. 1,092 registered voters. They did not poll likely voters. And it found that a greater percentage of people now oppose impeachment than support it. Support for impeachment has flipped since September. Well, that means since the hearings. From 48% for it, 44% against it, now it's 45% opposed to it and 43% in support. The greatest shift in opinion occurred among independent voters. See what I mean? It doesn't matter what Democrats think. All that matters is what independents think. So the greatest shift in opinion occurred among independent voters who now oppose impeachment, 49 to 34. Last month they supported impeachment, 48 to 39. But again, only in a poll of registered voters, not likely. So if they really now, so let me see the number right now. The number now is among independents. Wow, it's hard to find all this stuff. Here we go. Support for impeachment has flipped, and among independents this month, right now, they oppose it 49 to 34. So if this was likely voters instead of registered voters, it would be like 59 to 24 among the people who are actually going to vote. Good news. Good news, America. And they make a big deal about this guy, Sondland. This guy, Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. And yet, nobody stressed on the news that he testified that Trump said he wanted absolutely nothing from Ukraine and used the words no quid pro quo. There's no need to even have another minute of testimony. It's over. It's finished. Except the media lies.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Top White House officials and Senate Republicans agree that a full trial should be conducted if the House impeaches President Trump. That's according to people familiar with the situation. Two attendees said the White House wants the Senate to hold a trial of some length and not immediately dismiss any articles of impeachment with the GOP's majority. The public impeachment hearings against President Trump did wrap up on Thursday. California Republican Devin Nunes believes
the spectacle with its secret depositions and mid-hearing press conferences is not meant to discover the facts. It was designed to produce a specific storyline to be pushed forward by the Democrats and their supporters in the media.
Congress is now heading home for the Thanksgiving holiday, and the U.S. Air Force is still trying to figure out what caused a deadly training accident in Oklahoma where two airmen were killed Thursday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Four.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War. Raw and unfiltered. USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. This segment of the show is sponsored by Root for the Wall Pack. The website is rootwall.com. That's the main title sponsor of the show. The studio is named after Root Wall. It's the rootwall.com studio that I speak out of. And really, all you have to do is go to the website, rootwall.com. That's all I have to say. I want you to donate. If you like Wayne Root, if you trust your host, if you believe in your host, if you believe I have credibility, then I want you to donate to my PAC, rootwall.com. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever built by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. Nancy Pelosi just said days ago she's not giving one dime out of the budget. What is it, a $5 trillion budget almost? She's not giving one dime to build the wall. It's the most insane response I've ever heard in my life. So there's just no choice. 63 million Trump voters together can and will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick displayed proudly. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL, 844-ROOT-WALL, toll free, or go to rootwall.com. And everything's there, the video, the columns, my arguments, and distribution of funds. You find out where every dime goes. It's all at rootwall.com. And then I've always got to say the disclaimer, thanks to the U.S. government, Root for the Wall PAC, paid for, is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee, rootwall.com. All right, my guest is here. It seems to have a local flavor, this show. First, we had Mayor Carolyn Goodman, the mayor of Las Vegas. And now we have Manny Ceballos, owner of Aztec Bail Bonds and Jackpot Bail Bonds. Because I wanted to go to a real common sense, street smart guy who's on ground zero, or maybe I say at ground zero, of what's happening around the city of Las Vegas. Today's the day I wrote that commentary about Sheriff Joe Lombardo. I was very nice. I was very respectful. I gave him the benefit of the doubt. But I believe he's now made Las Vegas into sanctuary city. I believe we are now a sanctuary city. I believe all the cops I've spoken to agree we are a sanctuary city. And I believe there's a massive crime wave in the city. I believe the gangs control the city. I believe the cartels control the city. I believe that the police are fighting from behind at all times. Matter of fact, here is a policeman who texted me moments ago. Wayne, all I could say about your article today as a Metro cop and an American is amen. And thank you, and I won't say his name, even his first name, don't want to get anybody in trouble, but amen and thank you as a Metro cop and an American, because everybody knows what's going on. So let's talk to Manny Ceballos, owner of Aztec Bail Bonds, Jackpot Bail Bonds, a man on the street at Ground Zero. Manny, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Wayne, for having me on the show.
All right.
And well, I want to say amen and thank you for what you said on that column. It was awesome.
Yeah, well, that's how I met Manny, is because he emailed me this morning. I mean, I give out my email to everybody, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and next thing you know, and it was in my newspaper column as well. There I use Wayne at RootForAmerica.com, but they both come to me, and I read every email. And Manny reached out to me and gave me a story about how bad things are getting in this city of Las Vegas, and nobody wants to tell you how bad they are. And again, this is a story you need to know, because if you're listening to me anywhere else in the country, you're going, what's this got to do with us? Everything. It's happening all over the country. Sanctuary cities, sanctuary counties, sanctuary states. They're bringing it to a city near you. So let's talk about it a little bit. Manny, tell us a little bit first before we get into some of the questions we have written down here that you and I want to go over. I just want to know, give everyone your background so they know exactly what you do, and then let them know what's happening on the street in Vegas. How bad is it really out there? Are we really have to fear for our safety? How bad is crime out there? Go ahead. Give me your opinion.
Okay. First off, I've been in the bail bond business about 15 years here in County. I love this city. I enjoy it. I raise my three daughters here. It's getting worse and worse on a day-by-day basis. We have been seeing case after case after case. And by the way, when I say case after case after case, I have the names and case numbers to back up everything that I am going to tell you and share with you. Nothing is made up. It's all verified. It's getting very, very scary.
So tell everybody, you started the conversation with me today. You sent me an email. We'd never met in our lives. You sent me a very nice email, and you sent me an attachment with one specific person's case in Las Vegas. Tell everyone what that person did. They're out on bail walking the streets, and they speak only Spanish. I noticed it said language Spanish, and they needed an interpreter at the trial, so they don't speak English. What did they do, and why should we worry that they're out on the streets?
Okay. We should be worried because they are sex offenders and they're crimes against children. It's almost like raping a child, and they have them on video in the grocery store and so on and so forth. And they let him out on an OR release, which is free release. And it's very, very bad and scary all around.
So I never read one of those forms in my whole life. You as a bail bondsman read them every day, 100 times a day. But
yes,
when I read it, when I read it, what I got out of it, Manny, my sense was, sex offender, rapist, out on bail, walking the street? Is that possible? So how is that possible?
There's a correction. He's not out on bail. The family came to us to try to bail him out. And then in the course of the paperwork that we do and in finding out details about the family, which is one of the things that we do as bondsmen, we get into the family's history. We get into the defendant's history. We want to know things before we put up this money. And by the way, these type of cases are not one of the ones that we like to deal with. I don't like dealing with these cases because, like I said, I have three daughters of my own. But in this particular case, the family came to us, and right away they said, we need to get him out right away. Well, what's the rush? Calm down. Let's see what these charges are. And when I saw what it had to do with, they also commented to us, and by the way, he's here illegally, so we need to rush this. So I'm like, oh, hold on. And then we go through the process. He didn't bail out. He was placed on a house arrest, bypassing us completely.
So he didn't need bail. There's no reason for bail in most cases anymore, is what you're telling me.
That's correct. That is
correct. Because the Nevada Supreme Court, a justice named Hardesty, ordered all Nevada courts to use a risk assessment tool to release a higher percentage of people arrested without bail. They don't need bail anymore. But here's what I got to ask you, Manny, as the expert on the ground. How could a risk assessment tool decide this guy's not a high risk when he's an illegal alien, doesn't speak English, and he raped and sexually assaulted a minor? How is that not a risk? How on the risk assessment scale do you go, oh, no problem, let him out?
Exactly. That's the question that all of us as bondsmen, which are that are on the ground seeing and experiencing this on a daily basis, are asking ourselves. How is this possible? We know for a fact that the risk assessment tool is flawed. It's flawed across the country. There are stories that come out every day about how they're reverting back to the way it was. The bondsmen are not the bad guys after all. They help us. And it's a constant lie about our industry. And it's not true. And you're right. This risk assessment tool, it's a joke. If you look at the questions, which before I came on, I emailed it to you, the questions, and the tool itself, you can look at it. It's terrible. They're using a number system to see if someone's going to be coming back to court or not. Well, when this gentleman, by the way, was going to bail out with us at that time, and we didn't do it because he would get no art, the family right away starts asking, so if he gets convicted, what's going to happen? Well, it's a mandatory prison sentence. So what do you think is going to happen? He's going to get happy feet and bail on Clark County and go somewhere else and then commit that same crime somewhere else.
Well, let's talk for a minute about violent offenders, because you say violent offenders are being released on a taxpayer-supported ankle monitor that does not work, and the ankle monitor has several issues and problems with it. Tell us what you're talking about, Manny.
Okay, so first off, when they put you on OR house arrest and they send you to sit there, you sit there between 5 and 10 days additional from your release. So for another person to come in and turn into an ankle monitor so they can put it on you. What do you think happens within the 5 to 10 days if you're a hotel casino worker? They fire you.
Right.
I have a list of defendants of mine that are on, that are on my house arrest that got fired from their casino jobs after 17 years, after 15 years on the job, because they have to wait to put this ankle monitor on them. If the court or the judge would have given us the opportunity to bail, we monitor the defendant. Bail bondsmen don't just do the bond and hope that the guy shows up to court. We monitor them ourselves. We have our own tracking system to do this. We don't need house arrest. House arrest is overworked.
Overrated, right? Overrated.
And overrated. It's an overrated.
Yeah.
But let me ask you a question, Wayne. Who do you think pays for that ankle monitor the majority of the time? we do as taxpayers, because we have minutes where they cut it off and hang it on a tree or on a fence and walk off. You can go to Home Depot where they have the wire cutter and bolt cutter section, and the monitors are all over the place. People don't care.
So it's that easy to get rid of your ankle monitor. Wow.
But not only this, once they get rid of it and they get arrested again or something happens, they put them back on the monitor. We have defendants that are on the monitor 2-3 times. It's like it's a revolving door, and it's a joke.
Sorry, let's go to the last question, which is, Las Vegas City Jail has started releasing more than half of the people arrested for drunk driving and battery domestic violence, and you're saying releasing them without even worrying about bail. They just say go. It's almost like a ticket. Just go. But if they're a domestic abuser, they might walk out the door and beat the crap out of their wife, rape them, or kill them again. Makes no sense, right?
And it's happened already. There was a very famous case in Las Vegas where a gentleman did that. He was been released several times, and we hoped that they wouldn't, and they did it again, and guess what he did? He went to the child care and shot his wife and shot at his child.
Amazing. This is a story from a guy who's got boots on the ground. Manny, how do I pronounce your last name? Ceballos?
Ceballos. You did a good job.
Manny Ceballos, owner of Aztec Bail Bonds and Jackpot Bail Bonds, and he's got a real story for you. We all should be worried between what the sheriff has done, making this basically a sanctuary city, between the fact that police say the violent crime is out of control, the gangs are in control, between Manny's telling you that half or more of the people arrested for drunk driving and battery domestic violence are released without even worrying about bail. We got big problems. Manny, thank you for coming forward. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Wayne.
You're a good man.
Thank you.
God bless you, Manny. Good man. Owner of Aztec Bail Bonds and Jackpot Bail Bonds. Real guy at Ground Zero telling you the real truth. Raw truth at war. Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each, delivered. 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, and there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, with that extended warranty. Do it now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, last segment of hour number two. That means Newsmax TV coming up next. We're going to reach, about 80 million homes or so as of this month. We're reaching 150 million Americans via online streaming devices. And I'm the host of Newsmax TV's primetime TV show, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly. We open the show together on Mondays and Bill's Talking Points on Tuesdays. And we've got many other great guests. What do we have? Franklin Graham just a couple nights ago. And we had Nikki Haley on our radio show here yesterday. Tonight on the TV show, we've got the CEO, chairman of the board, founder of Newsmax TV, Christopher Ruddy, a very important man who is on CNN all the time. They want his views. He's a confidant of the President of the United States, gives lots of advice and counsel to President Trump. Chris Ruddy, he was on my show tonight, and I did the interview earlier today. Guess what one of the great things he said was in the middle of the interview? Well, you know the President watches your show all the time, Wayne. I speak to him all the time, and he loves your show. Great, great stuff to hear. Just a real honor to hear that. If you don't get Newsmax TV, and if you're in Vegas, you get it now because not only is it on DirecTV and Dish TV, it's now on Cox Cable. First time ever, this is week number two on Cox Cable, channel 96, all over the Vegas Valley, as well as Phoenix and Tucson and San Diego, 6.2 million homes. Call toll-free if you don't get it anywhere else outside of Vegas, and we will connect you to your local cable system for free, and you give them a piece of your mind and tell them you demand Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Allen Root. 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It is free. All right. So other big news stories, Rudy Giuliani explains the massive pay-for-play Soros-Ukraine scheme facilitated by U.S. diplomats. Here's the thing, folks. Everybody testify. Did it ever occur to you they're all in on the scam? Did it ever occur to you that Trump has hit the nail on the head by going after Ukraine? He's got the diplomats who are dirty, and he's got Biden and his son who's dirty, and Obama who's dirty, and Kerry who's dirty, and Hillary who's dirty, and God knows who else was involved in this. The DNC, the whole Democratic Party, the Clinton Foundation. All these people testifying are dirty, and they're scared of going to jail for the rest of their lives, and they're trying to get Trump before Trump gets them. Rudy Giuliani claims U.S. diplomats have been acting to further the interests of billionaire George Soros in Ukraine and what he described as a massive pay-for-play scheme which included falsified evidence against President Trump. The Anti-Corruption Bureau is a contradiction, Giuliani said, regarding Ukraine's National Anti-Corruption Bureau, NABU, which Joe Biden helped establish when he was the Obama administration's point man on Ukraine. You know, that's like putting the criminal on as the point man, charge of corruption. The United Nations, they put like Syria and Iran and Iraq in charge of their anti-torture agency. It's such a joke. It's beyond comprehension. You know, you want to stop torture around the world? Put the guy who tortures everyone in charge. As a bit of background, put the terrorist in charge. And as a bit of background, in December of 18, a Ukrainian court ruled that NABU, that's the National Anti-Corruption Bureau, director Artem Sintik acted illegally when he revealed the existence of Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort's name to journalist and politician Sergei Lyshenko in a black ledger containing off-book payments to Manafort by Ukraine's previous administration. In December, The Blaze obtained audio of Sintik bragging about helping Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election. They took all the corruption cases away from the prosecutor general. They gave it to the Anti-Corruption Bureau. They got rid of all the cases that offended Soros, and they included all the cases against Soros' enemies. If true, this just tells you everything you need to know about why they're going after Trump. It's like everything they accuse Trump of is what they've been doing. Isn't that Solinsky? Whatever you're doing, when you look in the mirror, accuse the other guy. One of the cases they dismissed, one of the first cases they dismissed, was a case in which Soros' NGO, Antac, was supposed to have embezzled a lot of money and collected dirty information on Republicans to be transmitted, gotten by Ukrainians, transmitted to this woman, Alexandra Chalupa, and other people who work for the DNC. The first case that Lyshenko tanked was that case at the request of the ambassador. Elsewhere in the interview, Giuliani described his reaction when he discovered the Ukrainian connection that undermined the accusations the Democrats made against the president. Giuliani explained he'd gone to Ukraine seeking exculpatory evidence, say that five times fast, that which would exonerate his client, the president. When Giuliani was asked directly about the identity of the whistleblower, he said he could not speak about the matter publicly and could not indicate if he knew the identity or not. He also claimed there were several prosecutors in Ukraine currently who were willing to testify about the collusion, but they were being blocked by the U.S. State Department. Case is a massive pay-for-play, multi-million-dollar scheme, and is an absolute travesty of justice. No surprise. And what have I said all along? That, you know, if you're going to start saying, let's listen in on the phone calls of President Trump with world leaders, then I want to hear the phone calls of Obama with world leaders. And here's a guy who came up with a great idea, Lindsey Graham. He demands full transcripts of calls between Joe Biden and the former Ukrainian president. They were in bed together. They were out to get as rich as they could. They were stealing as much money as they could, from what I could tell. Stealing American foreign aid, stealing Ukrainian money, using Ukraine as a giant pay-for-play scheme, trying to get Biden's son rich, the group that Biden controlled rich. And I'm sure the money was getting kicked back to the Ukrainian president. It's the dirtiest stuff I've ever seen. And that's the reason they're coming after Trump. Because he's uncovered the dirtiest scheme in Democrat politics. And Obama goes down, and Hillary goes down, and the Clinton Foundation goes down, and Biden goes down, and Kerry goes down. Down for the count. Kerry goes down. Obama goes down. They're scared to death.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.